Kuf Nun Zayin, did the Thus Sif, we're holding in the Mishaburah, we're holding Mishaburah, Sif Katan Gimel, we're holding in the middle. Okay? So this over here is saying Anenu. When do you say Anenu? So he pointed out that the Chazan says Anenu Ben Goel Roife, and the Yachid says it in Shemaya Tefillah. So in the first line on page Lama Dalad Aman Aleph, right? There's a machlokes in the Mechaber and the Ramah. When do you say Anenu? So our minigas, we're Ashkenazim, the minigas, we say it only like the Ramah, which is only by Mincha. We don't say it by Maariv the night before or by Shacharis. The Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that by all of the Tzaymas, we say it, they say Anenu three times, by Maariv, Shacharis, and Mincha. Avodas Ramah, Sham Deino, Yachid Ermer, Rak, by Mincha. The Chazan says it. The Linyan Shteich Tzibur. That's a Rebbeiskim. The Apatishah Bav Yermanu B'Shachris Ben Gerol Haroifei Kamei Linyan Shari Tanesim. The Chazan says it. Shachris and Mincha as a separate bracha between the brachas of Goyol and the bracha of Roifei. So, Atishah Bav also, you say it by Shachris. That's what we do. That's the Das Rebbeiskim. The Shartzian brings that the Taz had it as a question. He said, therefore, you should not say it by Shacharis. But he brings that the main sheet is hold that you do say it. In the Chayadim was Machriya, and we do say it, which is what we do. Okay.
Where is this?
To cut and dial it. Ein Machzir and Ozisai. Okay. So a person didn't say Nachem or Rache, Nachem or Anenu. Salocha is, he doesn't go back. It's a general rule that halacha that we add a hisafa and we require the person to go back. In days where there's no musaf, so what we are expressing is not a yom tov of the Torah type of a concept. So Purim, Chanukah, the Dal Tanesim, we don't go back. Now there is kind of a shita by Purim. That's true by benching also. There's a shita by Purim which holds a benching by Purim. If you forgot a nisim by benching by the Sudas Purim, you have to go back. That's a machloikus. We don't go back myself because the Mishabur is strong lashon of being very careful to not to forget it, because otherwise you're left in a very uncomfortable situation. From some shitas you were not yod say, from some shitas you were, you can't go back myself, but now you're stuck. But in general, let's say by Chanukah we mention al nisim in Shmonesse or in benching. So we don't go back in either of those if we lost it. Now, the Ramah mentioned of a person who eats in Tisha B'Av, he says, Nachem in Birchas Hamazon. Hey, B'Bayin Yerushalayim, in the paragraph of B'Bayin Yerushalayim. Ma'ashe B'Tilo L'Nogol Omer Rak B'Mincha. We only mention Nachem by Mincha, according to the Mincha of the like he said before. K'malkem in Birchas Hamazon, the Lekka Minig Yesh L'Amre. The Shalom here, the Gir says Minig or Mincha, right? So a person should say it. I'm sorry, Chuba, the Shemi Zacharim, the fact we can all the Psaq there, someone raised a question. So, can be a girl, Masha should like to know the Shalom, Kim, Lukavu, Rak, Batvila, Mil, Kulyama, Im, Loy, Amre, Ein, Mazim, Nasai. So, the Ramah says very explicitly that you do say it. However, the Shari Chub already brought up some Chachamim say that the Chazal or Masak in this only by davening. Similarly, there's the same discussion regards to the Shaila of Yalav Yavoy on Yom Kippur for somebody who's eating. So, a person who's eating Yom Kippur and he benches, mm-hmm. Or children are eating Yom Kippur and they washed and they're benching. So, do they say Yalav Yavoy or not? So if you look at the Shari Tshuva, right at the last line of the Shari Tshuva, they says,
yes.
He starts off with saying that, you know, there's people say that you say it. He says, last line, I'm by the Rabbi Shaddai Tzadon Loilomer Birchaz Mazen. You should not say Nachem in Birchas Hamazon. The Gamim Kippurim Sirli LaHataz. The Morgan Ram Dikar Shein Lomrei. The Yalav Yavoy by Yom Kippur. Also, the Ikar Pesach is not so. So Mela by Nachem and Tisha B'Av also the Iker Pesach would be not to. It seems to be the Iker Pesach is not to say it.
Not to say it.
So a person,
Yom Kippur. That's a bench or it's in there.
Some metrics have it in there, yeah, you know.
Where is this?
The Shari Tshuva. Okay. So, it seems that the Iker Pesach is not the Beit Tisha B'Av, also the Iker Pesach is not the Seinah Chaim. Okay.
Where's that in the Shari Tshuva?
At the end of the Shari Tshuva. Simen Tov Kuf Nun Ches. B'motzai Tisha B'Av Ein Erklin Basu. U'boi Sif Echon. Aleph. B'Tisha B'Av Le'ez Erev Hitzizu Eish B'Heichol. V'Nitzvav Atshkiya Sachaba B'Yom Asiri. Tisha B'Av, the fire was lit on the in the afternoon, towards the evening of the day of Tisha B'Av. They lit the fire in the Heichol of the Beis HaMikdash. And continued burning through the night of the 10th, into the day of the 10th, all the way till Shkia Sechama of the 10th day. So now, because our Masakan, that we fast on the 9th, because we look at the time when the Perona started, that's the main moment of Elis. Because since that's true, though, but that it had continued, minute kosher, it is a proper minute. Shalechel baser shalishlas yayin b'leil asiri b'yam asiri. So it's proper not to eat meat or drink wine on the day of the 10th, because it is still a day of sadness. So according to Shulchan Aruch, that applies the whole 10th day. V'yesh machmirim ad chatzos. Yom Ramos says, some say that v'lo yosher, that they stop at chatzos. We don't extend it beyond chatzos. Fine. Im chal tisha b'av b'shabbos. Let's say.
Excuse me. The mechaber saying that you shouldn't eat meat on the whole 10th day.
Correct.
The night.
Correct. And the Rama is saying only till the chatzos.
So he says v'yesh machmirin. That's a kula compared to the shulchan aruch.
Correct. This whole concept. The correct way of reading the Rama is this idea of being machmir not to do it. Some say only till chatzos.
Oh, okay.
However, in a case where the 9th of Av was Shabbos, so we're fasting on the day after Shabbos, which is already the 10th of Av. So in that situation, the next day is the 11th of Av. So in that situation, in the morning already of the 11th, it's mutter to eat meat and drink wine. However, it's not proper to eat meat or drink wine except for the Havdalah, immediately the night of the Sunday night after the Titus is over, because it wouldn't be proper to go from a state of Avelis into, you know, enjoying yourself with meat and wine. Okay. Aleph, B'yam Asiri, Matam Shekavua B'tshi. So according to this thought process, so why do we fast on the 9th? Mishum de'aschata de peronusa adifa. We find in general that the time when the Perona started, that's a more significant moment. That's a Gemara. Bays. So they have, some people have a custom because of this, not to eat meat or drink wine. Lecha Basar. Upashat, however, the Besudas Mitzvah Mutar Mal Kol Kriyam Lecha Basar. However, if there's a situation in Besudas Mitzvah, the people are allowed to eat meat. I feel like Eno Kriyva. Even the person is not a relative. Okay, the pshita. Even though we had before, we said that maybe we're going to limit who's allowed to eat meat by the Sudas Mitzvah. Mm-hmm. But over here, he says, "Well, we're going to allow everybody." Why the pshita? The Laila Hazoi Kila Mirosh Chodesh Av. We do see that halachically, the 9 days from the Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av is more chomer halachically than the Matzoi Tisha B'Av. The Mirosh Chodesh Av Yesh Ksas Avelus Medina the Gemara Shematim Misimcha Masumatim. The Gemara already introduced some elements of Avelus, and we expanded to more elements of Avelus. So that's in the Gemara already. We look at the time before Tisha B'Av as being more significant than the time afterwards. Mashen kein bezeh shemutter medina b'kral mikra din medina the Gemara you're totally mutter much of Tisha B'Av. So when we add this new chumrah of during the 9 days of meat and wine, we add the chumrah much of Tisha B'Av of meat and wine. They're not on the same level. Okay. So if there'd be a Sudas Mitzvah in that situation, let's say they had a bris on Tisha B'Av. So the Sudas Mitzvah is mostly Tisha B'Av. I was actually by a bris this year in Yerushalayim, or a Kaddish, a bris on Tisha B'Av, and we had the Sudah mostly Tisha B'Av, it was a flesh of a Sudah. Right? So anybody who was there would be allowed to eat flesh. Fine. Now, Achasudah Shoysin B'Lailash Lifnei Achasana. There was a Sudah which is what some people had the night before the Chasana, they would have a meal. If the chosin says to the cow a certain presence called sivlonos, is considered a sudas mitzvah, he's celebrating that. If not, not. If they're getting married on the day of the 10th of Av, or the night of the 11th, and the night before is Motzei Tisha B'Av, they want to have this meal, you can't eat meat over there. There shouldn't be any music there, except in a case where Tisha B'Av is a nitzke, so Motzei Tisha B'Av is already the 11th. Then the prima gadim, the shartzian and Dal mentions the prima gadim says you can be mako to have music there in that situation. You should wait till after chatzos. If you mashu kosev ramala kamei according to ramala, we wait till chatzos. That this limitation applies to the other guests, the actual direct relatives, mutalech obasser for them, and is already a beginning of the time of simcha, and they're allowed to eat meat. It's not a proper time to have relations with one's wife. Unless a situation where there's a strong chiyuv and halacha, a woman went to the mikveh that night, or he's leaving the next day, which the Gemara says the person has a chiyuv to be poiked his ishtai the night before he leaves, or the night when he comes back. Okay.
Poiked
his ishtai. Yes, yeah. So we're only makar to chutzos. A person doesn't wash himself, a person doesn't get a haircut, doesn't wash clothing until chatzos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on a Thursday, it's already the 10th of Av is on a Friday. So we're going to allow the person to wash clothing and to take a bath and all these different things. We just mentioned that you don't get a haircut, the Kavod Shabbos, so we already said it a lot of stuff from the morning. The most additional here they bring an interesting thing. This chum, which we extend till the following day, so it mentions in halacha merchatz, Tisparis and Kvisa. What about wearing budding begadim mechuvasim? We wear freshly laundered items during the 9 days. He says that's mutter ready from the morning of the 10th. You don't have to wait till chatzos for that. It wasn't mentioned to the poskim. See, he says that they didn't nasser, and that especially in a place where bechlal it's more hot in that time of year, etc. So sweaty, etc. Fine. Dalit. In the case where Tisha B'Av falls out on the 9th of August and Shabbos, we fast on the 10th of August, Motzei Shabbos, and the day of Sunday. So already on Yud Aleph, there's no chiyuv to be machmer on Basar V'Yayin, except for the night immediately after Tisha B'Av. Abalaila Asur, Hanu Rak L'Bechilas Basar Shias Yayin, Abatisparas Mutal Kul Yama. This Chumrah is the Velas, is specifically referring to meat and wine. They get a haircut, a person can get a haircut, Motzi Tisha B'Av in that situation.
You can wear freshly pressed clothes the night after Tisha B'Av.
I said the Riyasha said that to wear freshly laundered clothing. That's what I said.
You said Megohatzos.
I said freshly laundered. I don't know what you heard. Okay, so to wear ready in the morning of the 10th, you can be made.
The morning, the
day after Tisha. Then hey, now should the rock was even there, but Lucy shall Tisha b'av Machmir and Gamba Laila Shacharov. So this halacha that Motzi Tisha b'av, we don't eat meat or drink wine. Is this halacha in any Motzi Tainus? Only Motzi Tisha B'av. So he said like this. Now only over here, because over here there was a velus during the Tainus. But the Motzi Sarbatevis or Motzi Sam Gedalia, there's no reason to be machmer to meat and wine. Motzi Shivasa Batamas, there's some people which don't eat meat and drink wine the whole 3 weeks. We're only like from the 9 days. But some people, you know, I can't tell you there's no onion, because there is somebody who's machmer on it. No, I said, according to Arminic, you would be Motzi Shivasa Batamas also.
What?
What do you not understand to me? I said there's some people we mentioned before, some people don't eat meat and don't drink wine the whole 3 weeks. Our minhag is from the 9 days. But there are some people, I can't tell you there's no inyan to be machmer Motzi Shivasa Batamas, because there is some people which are machmer the whole 3 weeks. I can't tell you there's no inyan, because there is an inyan. That's all I said. But according to our minhag, there would be no such halacha. But Motzi Shivasa Motzi Sam Gedalia and Motzi Sarbatevis, there's no inyan at all to machmer on wine and meat. Okay. There is a minig some people have to fast the 10th also.
10th of
right. Because since in that day the mikdash was burning, so there is such a minig that the Magen Rambam mentions already. There was such a minig. Some people had to fast 2 days in a row. They would fast the 9th and the 10th, 48 hours. Now, in a case, but for them, there's no. In a case where it's a nitcha, we just mentioned the case of a nitcha, there's no union of fasting 2 days. Because it's the 9th and the 10th. And this year, the 9th was Shabbos, the 10th he fasted. He's not no union of fasting the 11th. Now, there is interesting halacha, though, for that person now, motzi of the. Motzi for him, the Motzi, the 10th, the night of the 11th, right? So the same idea applies, because the Belusa Shoyim, he shouldn't eat meat and drink wine during that first meal. Even though on the 11th, there's nobody who's Machmer, on the 12th, right? Or well, he fasted the 9th and the 10th. So on the night of the 11th, nobody's Machmer on meat and wine, but for him, this is the Motzi of the Tainus, so he shouldn't eat meat and drink wine in that situation. So yeah, look, give me a call. Okay. Tav kuf nun tes. Min hagi tisha b'av, but din mila b'tisha b'av, b'bo yud sifim. Aleph. Yim chal tisha b'av b'motzi Shabbos, en ar mitzib choscha b'mincha b'Shabbos. If tisha b'av falls out on motzi Shabbos, so you don't say tzib choscha by Shabbos mincha. Okay. Hagom Avdilin Belaila Betfila Kishar Motzi Shabbos. You say Havdol and Shmonetz like we mentioned before. We say Alakoyis Sunday night. Yerushalayim Mala Havdol. Finally, Avos Simon Reis Adidal. If a person did not say Havdol in Shmonetz Rei, so we said Mr. Rishon said before we're not Koyis because he'll say Alakoyis and Motzi the Tainus. Mispalim and Nachas of Derech Bechi Kavelim and Minigas to daven petition of night slowly, with crying, like a person who's an oval. He's not in a rush to go anywhere. He's not. He's focused on his availus. He's focused. He does things deliberately, slowly. Also, Eicha should not be said. Should be said derech b'chi, but not over nachas. Chol Eicha makbia kol Yosha. The minhag is we each pair, each perik. We said the word, the phrase Eicha. You get a little bit louder. Shagia chaz on the posuk hashivenu. Amar sa kol b'kol rom. When they get to the posuk hashivenu, the shul says, everybody in the shul says it out loud. And the Chazan repeats it. Then you repeat it again, what he's referring to, that's referring to the first kina, starts with the Pasuk HaShivenu. Okay.
Repetition of the next
kina.
Repetition of the next to last Pasuk of Megillah Seich.
Right. Aleph, Ein Armim, Mida the Havi Rosh Chodesh Shechal Liyos Becha B'Shabbos, case of Rosh Chodesh and Motzei Shabbos, Shein Armim, now the phrase, Tzadi Vav Tzadi stands for the three verses of Tzikoscha. Tzikoscha Tzadik Lomas Rosh Chobes, Vit Tzikoscha, the second Pasuk starts with a Vav Vit Tzikoscha, and the third Pasuk starts with Tzikoscha again, so all three, so that, the three Tzikoscha referred to as Tzadi Vav Tzadi, Tzutz. Right? You don't say it by Shabbos Mincha when it's Motzi Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. So same thing over here. Tisha B'av Nami Ikri Moed. Tisha was referred to as a Moed, and therefore you don't say and Motzi by Mincha. You would not say Tzikoscha. Okay. Now by Shacharis, so in the case where it's the eighth of Av. So of course you say you would, no reason why you shouldn't say Avarachim here. Shalav, if Tisha B'Av falls out on the 9th, and you're going to fast Motzei Tisha B'Av, which is the 10th, and Motzei Shabbos, which is the 10th. So we had the Mishnah said before, in that situation, Chara Tisha B'Av is a Moed, you shouldn't say Avarachim. You still say Avarachim, because Avarachim is really main the conversation. We're talking about remembering the people who were killed, etc. So that wouldn't be a steer to Tisha B'Av in that situation. You pause after each pasuk. In between each parak, you stop a little bit longer. At the end of each parak, you say the last pasuk out loud, a little bit louder, and then you start the next parak a little bit louder. Then you bracha shel. In regards to making a bracha on Megillas Eicha, Ein Le'el B'Simin Tavtzadi, Seif Seif Tez, Pagov, Mishra Barashom. So he's talking about the Abi Benke Brach on Shir Ashirim. That we reach Shabbos Cholamoyed, or in regards to Kehelis, and Shabbos Cholamoyed Sukkis. So there's a Machloikas, there's with Rus and Shuas. So there's a Machloikas, whether you make a Brach of Al Mikra Megillah on the other Megillas besides Esther. The Gra holds you do. The person holds you don't. And the Rama said that you didn't. So
Rama said what?
The Rama says that you don't make up. We don't even you meet from a klav. You don't make a bracha about making Megillah. But the Mishnah Berurah there said that the people who are knowing to yes to we can't be moich against them because the Gra held that you do, and there is you know person which held that you did. So we go in Eretz Yisrael because they follow many Hagra, so they make a bracha about Mikra Megillah when they lay Eicha from a Megillah, or they lay
any Megillah.
Well, any of the Megillahs, Rush, Shira, Shirim, Kehelas.
Sure, Yashuv, they do that
because Chabalin does that because we're quoting and following many Hagra on certain things. And Sure, Yashuv is a Talmud of you know. So the tzibur reads Eicha together b'layla. B'yoyim, after you finish the kinnis, it would be proper for a person to sit down on himself, by himself, and to read Eicha a second time. So basically, you're repeating the whole parak. Um, Kamat, it's Kamat almost everything is, you know, verbatim from the last parak of Eicha, and you split it up with the phrase Oy or Oy me hayulano. There's interesting. The only place it's brought down that the tzibur is supposed to say after the kahal, the call says Hashiveinu, and the chazan repeats it. You know, that is it's brought down by Eicha. It's not brought down by Shir Hashirim. The tzibur doesn't say the last pasuk out loud. It's not brought down by Rus. But some people have this minhag by Kehelas that they do it. And it's not brought down by Kehelas that there's a minhag to do it. Right? So I've never called Nishma, so the King Rav is the Shavu Shemar, because I call Adam. So people think that it's like Eicha, because the fact that you repeat the second last Pasuk, must be there's some reason why we should do it like Eicha. But there's no makor for that minhag. Except for, I think people just became the star of it. When I grew up, I never saw it being done. I came here, I saw people doing it. I'm aware, what are you doing? Like, you know, and the shuls that I davened and the Sukkot's time, and I never saw it. You get the end of Eicha, so it happens that you read through the end of Eicha, and then before the Chazan says the last Pasuk, the last Pasuk ends. There's a simon at the end of four Sifrei Kodesh. There's a simon called Yitzchak, Yud Tov Kuf Kuf. That simon means that there's four swarm, which the last pasuk ends with the element of Peronius, and therefore when you finish the sefer, you go back and repeat the second to last pasuk afterwards. So Yud is Yeshaya, right? So you have the last Biyotzev Rov Pikrei Anoshim Ahem, right? You see that, you know, there's people dying, etc. So you don't want to end with that thought. So you go back and repeat the right. You go back and say the pasuk before that.
Shabbos Rosh,
so which is relevant in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So then you have Tov Kuf and Kuf. Tov is Trei Osir. The last pasuk of Malachi, again, you go back and say the pasuk about the Eliyahu Novi coming. Remember, right? I'm not pulling out the pasuk. Shabbos HaGadol. Right, so. And then it ends off with something which is an element of Peronius. So you go back and repeat the pasuk before him. And then Kuf Kuf stands for Kinus and Kehelas. Kinus is another name for Eicha. Mm-hmm. So, but the Tzibur, when you're laying Eicha, what happens is that the Chazan finishes all of the whole thing. And then before the Chazan repeats the pasuk of Hashiveinu, the Tzibur says Hashiveinu, then the Chazan says Hashiveinu out loud again. It's not brought down by Kehelas to do like that. It said you repeat the second last pasuk. So after recalling Shmos, the King Rabbi said, "So exactly." I mean, the person who's landing it repeats it a second time. Not that the Hebrew says it out loud and the Chassid says it after him. I don't know where it came from that people start doing it, except that they made a Xavier Shava from Eicha to Kehelas. You know, I mean, it's pretty soon they're going to start doing it by Haftarahs also, right? By Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, all the tzibur is going to start saying the second, you know, that's the pasuk out loud, and the same thing by Shabbos HaGadol. Just wait, mind you, it's going to happen. You heard it here, okay? Fine.
So you'll start the minute.
I'm not going to start the minute.
By Rheingold said.
Beis. Lel Tisha B'Av. So by nighttime you say Yidamarav, you say Eicha and Kinnus, Omer Acher Kinnus veEicha Seder Kedusha. Maslu me'atok Kedush. So you start. You don't say the first two psukim of Olat Zion. You start from Atok Kedush. V'imchal b'motzi Shabbos. Ein Omer v'hinoyam. You don't say the paragraph of v'hinoyam. You just go straight to Atok Kedush. Some people have a minhag before Ma'ariv and Motzi Shabbos. There's a paragraph. There's the capital of Lamaseh Ben Aginos that they say before Ma'ariv. You don't say it on Motzi Shabbos. A Tisha B'Av, which is Motzi Shabbos. Well, Yitzchak, you don't say Yitzchak. Mr. Perachas and Tehorin, Hashem Bitza Emrosay. So again, I mean, the Bereshim ripped his cloak. So the cloak of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is the Bereshim, so we remove that. Dal of Mispelin Arbis, Bitchila, Barmer Kadosh Sholem, Dan Imit Hiskabel, Achat Filas Arbis. You say Kadosh Sholem, at that point in time, with Hiskabel, Vimchal Motzi Shabbos, Ein Mavorach and Abonim, Vimokim Shanoigim Azeh. Similarly, in a minute, they give Birchas Abonim, Motzi Shabbos, we don't do that on Tisha B'Av. Even an individual person by himself. However, Megillus asked when a person lanes biyachidus, he says a bracha. Megillus echem when he lanes biyachidus, even if you know to make a bracha, you only make a betzibur, not biyachid. May I talk a dosh? Will a yomer uvalitzi and goel shen gula belaylo? Will have anizos brisi shenirik makayim bris alakinus? We don't say uvalitzi because Al said the gula doesn't come belaylo. We don't say the pasuk of anizos brisi because you don't want to be covered bris like you're committing to sitting in a veilus. He says, in the words of Torah, will never leave us. Well, the words in certain sense of Torah have left us for this day. So we don't mention it then. The Iker Psukim Vinoyim were introduced, referring to the Beis HaMikdash, when the Mishkan was created. It's written by Moshe Rabbeinu. He composed it at the time of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Mishkan was completed. Was raised up. Vato Necherov. Well, in Natsech, Shein Meseder Yom Ba'osir, it's not part of the regular Nusach HaTfilah, and therefore it's Tillim, it's Tam Tillim. Well, Yitzhak Lecha, Shein Ozmana B'tisha B'av. These are Psukim of Brachus, etc. That's not the time of Tisha B'av. Okay, Gimel. Leal Tisha B'av, Yomer Yoshua Mesekinesis. Minchas to sit, la'orit, stand down on the ground, at tefillas mincha till mincha. Mashal nogel leshiv al sabsaleim, miyad acher shiyotu mesa knesset shacharis. We don't wait till mincha, but after shacharis is completed, we already sit on the benches. Mamarichim imakinas ad ma'at kadim chatzos, and we extend the davening to reach us, basically bring us till chatzos. Vein madlikin neres belayla, kim ner echod loymer la'orit kinas veicha. We limit. We don't illuminate the shul. They used to illuminate with candles. So you don't illuminate the shul because it's not really a happy time. You make the minimum amount of light you need to be able to read for Tfilas Arvis and for Eicha. Okay, Yud Yoshin. Dumi the Ovel Shiyosha Bal Gabi Karka Kol Shiva. The Ovel sits down low during the 7 days. It's not a full chiyuv, and therefore it doesn't extend the whole day. Loritz, Hanul Acher Shonu Baruch Hashem Mevoroch. The Zarek Liyus B'Midah. We stand for Baruch Hu, and then we sit down. Vayim Bachurinim. The Mutal Niach Tatav Sakar Karkotan. You can put some type of hazard to you on the ground, like a piece of cloth or a pillow. Gemiruch Leishav Al Safsal Nomuch, or a low type of bench. Namisha Koshal Leishav Al, or somebody who finds difficulty sitting very low, can put a small little chair there to support him. How tall is allowed to be? So that's the argument is that since you find that certain halachas of Dev Lovud, anything which is within 3 tefachim is like it's on the ground, so up to the height of 3 tefachim, not including 3 tefachim, so you would sit there, it's like you're sitting on the ground because it's Lovud. So that's one argument, that up to the height of 3 tefachim is permitted. There's a Ben Ish Chai which says that the shear is really a tefach, though. It shouldn't be a tefach high. When do you start sitting this point in time? So he says from Baruch Hu. So I know my person in Cleveland, he passes really that Banish Moshe says mutter to sit in a regular chair. This only starts once it's ready to sit a chavim. And Menegarlam seems to be to start earlier. You come in before Marav and people are already sitting low. It's not Tzitzik HaChavim yet. People are already sitting low. So I don't sit in a chair in that situation, even though it really holds mutter, just because It's more of the rabbim, I think. Like, what are you doing, you know? Miyad achar shiyotu mesa knesses, utlamer at the hochan achar kach lebesa quarters, kamashakosu besefet simen, im shir zeh yimoshach al chatzoyis, vazu shir leisha vala sapsa. So you finish kinus a little before chatzoyis, you go to the basic course a few minutes, and ready, it's chatzoyis, and then you can go home and sit in the sapsa. So basically the idea is, by chatzoyis, you can sit in the sapsa. Merichim im kinus, kesha yavar li lasas malacha b'esahi. The reason why we extend it this way, there's not be no temptation to try and do malacha, because you're busy davening still. Emalikin, mishal nitziv, b'machashakim, hashivani. B'machashakim. Kim there echod, if him and again or shakola call armim echa balacha, shimachaz and we got makinus. Not only the chazan says, but everybody says with him, get if you relate from a klav, you don't have to say with him. If you're relating not from a klav, you should say with him. Yishalim there lo call echod, there have a call shkuna, in each area of the shul, they should light at least one there, people can come close and have enough light. Shayyade al kak, you call lomer kinus lahra. Only can near, but tefila basic knesses, petition of shachris. You know, normally you light a candle by the omid. We don't do that tisha b'av in the morning. Mincha maglikim by mincha yudzu brismila. Only can neres b'shal shemviyam antinuk limo. There's a minig to light neres when they bring the child in. Mintel's actually the minig was to light 13 neres, and they would, you know, they're on the table next to where they would do the brismila. They would light neres. I haven't seen that around here. People lighting theirs for bris, but he says that is the minhag, and therefore even on Tisha B'Av, if you had a bris meal on Tisha B'Av, you would light theirs.